Hello, Shenandoah Valley. I'm Scott Bradley, your news director for the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today, we're checking in with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and newsmaker Casey Hollins. She is the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for the cooperative. Casey, 2024, you've hit the ground running with the fires and putting those out, and of course the line work that had to be done starting on March 20th. But let's take a moment and look back on 2023.
Yes, absolutely. So 2023 was an amazing year. And in 2023, we reiterated to our membership that our focus is on them. We're laser focused really on providing our members with reliable power. We know how incredibly important that is. And so there are some major initiatives that we undertook throughout the year to really help us get that power quality and reliability to be the standard that we want it to be.
Casey, what were some of those initiatives that were instituted in 2023?
Absolutely. So we removed over 27,000 hazardous trees. We have a very proactive vegetation management team that takes a hard look at the trees across our service territory. And if one is threatening to cause a power outage, then we have some proactive steps in place to remove those. And we took down 27,000 hazardous trees. They also cleared over 1,400 miles of right-of-way, and that is work that we do all the time, and it's done on a five-year cycle. But probably our membership saw our vegetation management and right-of-way crews out within their communities a lot more than they have in the past. Then we had our operations and constructions team that was replacing over 4,000 poles. And these poles are very noticeably different because they're taller, they're stronger, they're wider. So they provide much more resiliency when there's severe weather that impacts our electric system. And we're on track in 2024 to replace probably a little more than 4,000 poles this year. We also installed new transformers, 2,200 new transformers, and over 5,000 animal guards. And you may be wondering why animal guards. And that's because squirrels and other animals really can create a lot of the power outages that our membership experiences. We try to maintain that rural environment that we all love so much, and squirrels can wreak a havoc on the electric equipment. So this equipment helps protect those animals as well as prevent power outages. And then we used some proactive technology with drones to inspect our system. And we inspected more than 28,000 poles. And we have a process in place to upgrade any equipment, including the poles, that need to be upgraded based on that inspection process.
Casey, that is a huge amount of work, and it's only just begun. But not only that, power reliability is a part of what you do. You also invest in the community. Tell us about that.
Yes, we definitely invest a lot of time and energy into supporting the things that are taking place within the communities that we serve that are important to our membership. We have a program called the Power of Change, and that's where REC member owners round up their electric bill every month. Those donations are then awarded back to nonprofit organizations that serve our 22-county service territory. So in 2023, we returned and awarded $239,000 to deserving organizations, and that was all because of our member owners' contributions to round up their electric bill. And these donations help support things like families that are in crisis, restocking food pantries, establishing education programs, and supporting local emergency services across our service territory. We also awarded $20,000 to 17 students that were high school students graduating, going to college, current college students, and students who are attending trade school. So they received scholarships to help support and further their education. And then we supported a lot of organizations with their community initiatives through sponsorships and donations, and we gave back $170,000. And then one last thing is at REC, we have a program called Project Big Heart, and that's our employee volunteer organization. So throughout the year, we hold a lot of events in the workplace where our employees are donating additional dollars to give back to the community. Those employees donated over $80,000, and then we returned and gave back to deserving organizations $70,000. And similar to the Power of Change, Project Big Heart supports food pantries, other social services programs. Around the holidays, we collect donations and then give gifts to families in need, and so much more.
Casey, supporting the communities and providing electricity, just some of the things that you do, and also affordability for your customers. Can you tell us what we can do to help bring down our bills?
We put a lot of time and focus into finding ways to educate our member owners and help them use tools that are effective at helping them to save money. And one of the best tools that's free for our members and that they all have accessible at their fingertips is called My REC Smart Hub. It's available for our members to go online. They can use a computer or they can use a mobile device. They can download the app. And when they create their My REC Smart Hub account, they'll be able to see all of the information about their electric account. So that includes being able to see and or pay their electric bill. But what's even better than that is a lot of customized information that breaks down their electric use. And we provide some proactive tips that help them identify ways that they can take action at their home and save energy to save money. And it's really important for people to understand that the biggest way to reduce their electric bill is by taking action to reduce their energy use. And we're so dependent on so many electronics today more than ever, but there are very wise things that you can do to reduce your energy use that will help you save money. So everyone who's an REC member should take the first step to go into My REC Smart Hub if you aren't already using it and set up your account. If you are, and once you do set up an account, we have a home energy profile. If you take a few minutes and fill out that home energy profile, you will get the right tips for you and your household that will help you save money.
Excellent. Thank you, Casey, for all that information, and I look forward to next month. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450. 50.